Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't want to get rid of the divisions in football. Let's keep them the way they are. Those rivalries are something that fans rally behind. That's something that teams, they look forward to playing rivals. Rivalries are good for sports. I would like to see teams with the best records kind of like be rewarded and not have teams that have better records than division winners have to go on the road. But, I mean, I don't know if you can have both. I don't know if you can have divisions and have division winners be rewarded for winning their division while at the same time penalizing them if their record isn't better than another team that didn't win their division. So just leave it the way it is, man. There's nothing wrong with the way the NFL is being run
exactly.
Right now.
It's Lewis Reddick. What if I were to tell him, I did not know this, by the way, until today. What if I were to, and maybe a lot of you did, of course, by the way. I hung my Syracuse National Championship little mini banner on my microphone here.
Oh.
Yeah. 2003. Hey, listen, my team won a championship once. What if I were to tell Lewis Reddick the NBA did this a decade ago?
With divisions?
Yep.
I don't know what their division format is, actually, off the top
you
of my head.
You can win your division, and you do not get a higher seed because of it.
Right. Okay.
That's it. Okay. The NFL did, or the NBA did it. It's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Eliminate, just the seeding is different. You still get in the playoffs. But you don't get a guaranteed home game for winning your division. Yeah, that's it.
Right. Do
NBA
they
did it.
Even make the playoffs automatically? They might not because, okay, so I'm looking at the NBA standings right now. Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks lead the Southeast Division at 33-36.
Oh, that should be a playoff team, Joe, and they should host in the first round.
They right now would be, okay, they'd be a play-in team.
Look at that.
So if the play-in doesn't go well for them, I guess there is an outcome where there'd be 8 playoff teams in the first round and none of them would be from one of the divisions.
There you go. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. So the Lions have proposed this.
That the higher seed is who has the better record. Not you won the NFC West this year at 8
yep.
wins. You get to host the 11-win whoever.
Yep. You don't have to get rid of divisions. I mean, there's an argument to
I think you want
tweak
to.
It as it is, but you don't have to get rid of divisions. Everything's the same except, but the best records, we're going to determine best record, and seed is on best record. It's not hard. I absolutely support this change.
Yep.
An 8-9 team should host? Well, they won their division. What does that mean? What, they beat out 3 other obviously terrible teams?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are the Vikings last year finished 14-3,
yeah,
they didn't win their division. Oh, okay. I guess they're not as good as the team that did. Wait, no, they beat out a lot more teams.
Right.
I mean, every way you slice it, the idea is you're supposed to reward teams for being good. And you win your division, and your division is a dog. I'm supposed to reward you for that? You're going to make the playoffs. Congratulations. You get in when normally you wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you could do is you could, I mean, this would be a lot more drastic. Lewis Riddick would probably hate this one. Is just, let's just change up the divisions. Expand them.
Eight teams?
Yeah. Yeah, combine them. Two divisions per conference. And, okay, there you go. You get an automatic, well, it's that you're eliminating, most likely, the possibility that you'll ever have one of these. Seattle's got a home playoff game with seven wins, which has happened, by the way. That was the Beastquake game, I think. They had seven wins. And the one we just saw where Minnesota's going on the road. So you would eliminate that because there would be almost no chance that it of an eight-team division that all eight of them would be, you know, sub-500 or around 500. You'd probably have one great one at least.
College football. Let's think about college football as it's completely being overhauled and redesigned.
Yeah.
If a division stuck and there were four teams, we would mock it relentlessly.
Yeah.
We would never, ever give it credence. Like, what? The Pac-12 has four teams. You can't give them an automatic berth. You can't give them a home playoff game.
Yeah.
They have four teams. And the NFL's entire structure is to just have 25% of the league wins its division.
Yeah.
That's nuts to have it be that much. So I don't even think it's that drastic. And the Lions make this proposal despite not being affected by it, right? What would have happened is the way the playoff format was last year, the Rams ended up hosting the Vikings, who they did beat. Anyway, they beat the Vikings twice last year. So the Vikings had to go on the road instead of hosting as the Vikings would have been the 3 seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe behind, or maybe the 2 seed.
Oh, wait, no, they were playing for the 1, weren't they?
They were playing for the 1 going into the last week of the season, they did not get it, and because of that, they had to go on the road.
Right.
They were playing for the bye. And had to go on the road in the playoffs instead.
Right.
So.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I just think the divisions, the point about rivalries, that sounds like that's Gary Bettman making the point that it's important to play rivalries. Okay.
Yeah.
Rivalries form organically. And anytime a league tries to step in and create them, I feel like I got a problem. I have to watch the Leafs and the Bruins play in the first round every year because the NHL has tried to manufacture these rivalries by forcing the same division to play in the first round, and that stinks.
Isn't it work, though, in the NFL a lot better than it does in hockey? Like, the Bills playing, because there are only three teams in the division, playing Miami twice a year, every year, has made me care about Miami. And right. Versus if it was even if they well if they weren't in the division, it'd certainly be different. But even if it was a larger 8-team division, where all right, well, you know, scheduling, you probably would play that team only once a year. Maybe there'd be years where you wouldn't play them, where you wouldn't see them come to your building.
Like more of a college format where Ohio State and Michigan yeah. play once a year and they alternate locations.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't care about Miami. And now, like I right mean, now, I do. Like because you see them twice a year and they are, because the standings, there is so much on the line, even if it's dumb, for just four teams, you win it and what that seems to mean. Like it, if Miami wins it, you know, that stings, I think, for most people.
Well, there's two elements to this. We'll get some calls in, 803-0550. There's just change the seeding, and then there should they change the divisions.
Right.
I mean, I realize it's not a fair point to make if to respond to say, you know, you say you care about Miami because they play twice. And again, this is a little bit, I don't know if cheeky is the word. I just mentioned Ohio State and Michigan. Do they not care about each other because they only play once?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, you really only get one crack at them, and think about the importance of it if you only play once. What if the NFL went to an AFC-NFC format? Now we got 17 weeks. Play everybody in the conference once and two crossover games and let's seed 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be radical, but
right.
Now what you would have, listen, the reason they probably don't want that is
it's a lot of unbalance in the conferences. Right, like if you never, well, you almost never have two NFC games a year for every team in the AFC.
Well, what you would have though, if you did that, is balanced schedules within the conference. As it is right now, the NFL loves to point to how often worst to first happens.
Yeah.
And why does that happen? Because every year, if you're a bad team, you play a significantly easier schedule than a first place team. It's why winning your division back, like the Bills have done four times in a row. It's hard to do because you're going to play the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Eagles. You're going to play all these tough teams.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are the Patriots, three common opponents are off the board, and you're playing much easier games. So the NFL bakes in their worst-to-first formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing. Again, there are two different levels to this. I just want the seeding changed. And I don't think that's radical, and I don't think it's all that tough.
No, I think it's almost obvious. It's kind of weird to me that they've always had the opportunity for teams. It's not weird. I mean, they've tried to make the divisions valuable, right? Like,
yep.
It's about rivalry, but it's also you're going to get a home playoff game. And, like, that's the meaning of winning your division. And I agree with you that, like, it doesn't mean it's a measure of a good team. And to me, that's who should be getting the home games, the good teams.
The good teams.
Why would I want to, you know, encourage the idea that a lesser team is going to luck their way, go further into the playoffs? That's not good for competitive reasons, even, right? Like,
right.
If I've got a middle-of-the-road division winner that gets to play at home, and that's going to give them some sort of benefit, and they squeak by a clearly better team, and now, okay, well, now my divisional round game isn't as interesting, I think, and it has a greater potential for a blowout.
803-0550. Rich, if you can hang with us, we're late. We've been yapping a lot. Sorry. We'll get a phone call on the other side. 803-0550 on the division proposal from Lions. And we should also get to the one for pass interference, automatic first downs. Lions have proposed that. The Packers are back after the tush push. It's rules proposal season in the NFL. 803-0550, your thoughts on that? Your thought on Diggs to New England if that happens? And much more. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.